Having looked at the bait, at verse 17 of Psalm 119, we now deal with eight verses beginning with Gimel. Gamol al avdecha ehyeh ve'eshmara devarecha. Deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and that I may keep your word. Gamol is a cow imperative, second masculine singular, from gamal, meaning to render in a bountiful way. And notice al is just the preposition that can be translated upon or with, and adacha is from the noun evid, and it's in construct with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So deal in a bountiful way upon or with your servant, eyeh, and eyeh here becomes a use of purpose that I might live. It is the kal imperfect first person singular from chaya, to live. And so he's asking that the Lord would treat him in a way that he might grant to him his ability to have life and to live, in order that, again, a ongoing purpose clause, so that I might keep, and that vav here could be used as a purposeful use of the conjunction vav, eshmara. Notice eshmara from shamar, to keep, is a kal imperfect first common singular from shamar. The ah here is put forth emphatically, that I might keep your word. Devarecha from davar, and the echa, the cha, is just your pronominal suffix again, second masculine singular. So he's asking the Lord to deal with him in a bountiful and wonderful way, that he might live with the purpose of keeping and observing his word. And how we need to do this. We need to live our lives so that we can obey the word of God in every area. And then verse 19, Gal einai ve'abita nifloot mitoratecha. Open, unveil from galal that which obscures my view of your word. And notice what we have here is a kal imperative second masculine singular from galal. Open my eye, einayim, becoming a nai, literally my eyes, and the pronominal suffix I to that plural noun in construct here, first common singular, pronominal suffix. Open my eyes that I might see. Again, we have the purpose in the vav here, the conjunction, and the hifil, imperfect, first person singular from the root nabat. It's a peinun verb, and we had anbita becoming abita, with the nun assimilating into the bait, causing a doggish forte, so that I might look and behold wondrous things, niflaot from pala, things that are wonderful. Again, this is a nifal participle, feminine plural, from pala, and so things that are wonderful from having its source in Toratecha, your law. Torah is the noun meaning law, and ha is just your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So he's asking that the Lord would rule away anything that would keep his eyes from not having 20/20 vision. He wants to behold the wonderful things from the Lord's Torah. He wants to see the wonderful teachings that the Word of God has. One of the things that we need to understand is that God's Word is wonderful in what it teaches us and what it brings to us. And our goal is to ask that our eyes might be illumined to understand those wonderful things. The wonderful things about Christ. Jesus said, search the Scriptures, or you are searching, whichever way we translate it, and you think you have eternal life, but they really are about me. And so Jesus opened the eyes of those on the road to Emmaus and found himself in the Torah, the prophets, and the writings. So we're to see Christ so that our eyes can be open to worship him as we study his Torah. Ger Anochi, in verse 19, the third Gimel, Va'aretz, I am a sojourner on the earth. Notice Ger is just your noun, meaning sojourner. Anochi is your pronoun, first person singular, followed by a personal pronoun, that is, followed by Va, the inseparable prefix, and the definite article, on the earth. So I'm a stranger. So al taster memeni mitzvotecha, do not hide from me your commandments. In other words, in this life, it's like I'm staying here as a sojourner in a temporary way. And so he's asking the Lord not to hide from him his commandments. And notice al is your negative particle, not, and taster is the hifil, imperfect, second masculine singular from satar, to hide. Notice the a tseri vowel pattern, indicative of the hifil, imperfect morphologically. So do not hide from me, min meni. Notice the min here. From, the noon has assimilated into the mem, causing a doggish forte. Ein is simply a hinge type of construction with the tseri noon, and the e is just your pronominal suffix, first masculine singular, or first person singular. So do not cause to hide your commandments, mitzvotecha, again, from mitzvah, becoming the plural feminine mitzvot with the ot ending, and then the echa, it's a plural, feminine plural noun and construct with cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So I'm a stranger in the earth, and I need your word. I'm a sojourner here. My kingdom is not of this world. We're heavenly people. We as Christians believe that our citizenship is in heaven. And so we would want to ask that God not hide his commandments from us. And as we search the Scriptures, we will find them embedded in, like a treasure, in the field of God's Word. And then he continues, Garsa nafshi leta'ava, my soul breaks for longing, El Mishpatecha v'chol eit, unto your commandments at every time or at all times. Notice the word garas is the root, kal perfect, third feminine singular from garas, meaning to break or to boil over, or to be crushed, I should say. So my soul is crushed. It breaks, as it were. It's overwhelmed with longing for you. And notice the word ta'ava is just your feminine noun, meaning longing, preceded by the preposition, the lamed. So my soul breaks or longs for you unto your commandments. Notice el is just your preposition. Mishpatecha, again, is the plural masculine noun in construct with cha, So unto your ordinances, your commandments, all at all time, in all seasons. Be is the preposition, inseparable in, and ho means every or all of time. And so I'm continually wanting and longing and really crushed in my inner being, so to speak. It's breaking that for your commandments at all times, and how we need the commandments of the Lord's to sustain us in every time of life. It is that which nourishes and ministers to us, and our soul breaks, as it were, is crushed, overwhelmed, longing to hear God's word and what it teaches. It's sort of like an oasis in the aridity of this world. And then he goes on in verse 21, Ga'arta Zedim Arurim. You have rebuked the proud that are accursed. Ga'arta is from ga'ar, to rebuke. It's the cow perfect second masculine singular. And zedim is the plural noun. Notice the im ending, meaning the arrogant ones or the proud ones. And arurim is your cow passive participle, masculine plural, in the im ending, from arar, to be cursed. And notice the u gives it away in the second vowel as a cow passive participial form. So you have rebuked the arrogant, the proud that are accursed, who err from your commandments. Ha shogim mitzvotecha. Ha is the definite article, from the root shagag, to err or to stray from. And notice we have here a participle, those who are erring from, or the ones who are erring from shagag. The final the gimel has elided. We have the O class vowel, and the hal, the lamed, has assimilated into the sheen in the article, those that err from your commandments. And again, from the mem, inseparable preposition, followed by mitzvot, commandments, and the pronominal suffix in the ha, second masculine singular. So you have rebuked the proud that are accursed, who err, who turn away, and do not follow your word, who falsely defect from your commandments. And so you rebuke the proud. And I think the thought is, help me not to be like the proud that err from your teaching, from your commandments. And then in verse 22, gal, again from galal, to roll, cal imperative, second masculine singular, roll away or take away from me alai cherpa vavuz. Take away from me, from upon me, the mem with the preposition al in the personal pronoun, first person singular, personal pronoun in the I. Take away from me, or roll away from me, reproach and contempt. Cherpa is the noun meaning reproach, and vuz, contempt. So take away reproach and contempt, almost like you're removing it from me, that I might keep, or for I have kept your testimonies. Ki edotecha netzarti. Notice he's giving the cause in this causal clause introduced by the preposition ki, for your testimonies, from edut, now in the plural, becoming edot in the feminine plural with the ot ending, followed by cha, pronominal suffix, second masculine singular, for your testimonies I have kept. Notice nasarti is from nasar, to keep. It's the cal perfect, first person singular from nasar. I have kept your testimonies faithfully, and so take away from me any reproach and contempt that might come to me, that is, those who would be ridiculing me and attacking me, for I have kept your testimonies. I have been true to your word. This is what I believe he's saying. So protect me in that sense. Gam yashavu sarim, sarim bi nidvaru, avdacha yasicha bechukecha. Even, again we have another gimel, beginning verse 23, indeed, though princes sit, yashavu, and talk against me, though they sit against me, they speak. Notice yashav is the verb from yashavu, cal perfect, third masculine singular. Sarim is just your noun with the masculine plural ending in the im. Princes sit, they against me they speak. B is the preposition with the pronominal suffix, first common singular, and then nidbaru, they speak among themselves. Probably a reciprocal use of the nifhal here. Notice davar is the root, to speak, with the nun prefix indicating a nifhal perfect, third masculine singular, from davar. So they are speaking among themselves against me, your servant, abdacha yasicha bechukecha. As for your servant, he meditates in your engraven statutes, as it were. Notice abdacha is from the root evad, servant. It's in construct, abd, with cha here, pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. Yasicha, from sicha, a middle weak verb. Hifil, imperfect, third masculine singular, from sicha, your servant meditates on your statutes. Bet is your preposition, hukecha is the plural, meaning statutes. So your servant keeps meditating on your set statutes, even though princes sit and talk against me. As for me, I'm going to keep meditating on your statutes, and that gives me encouragement or hope. And then the final verse of this gimel, of the gimel section, verse 24, Gam erotecha sha'ashuai anshe atzati. That is, surely, or yea, your testimonies. From edut, again, notice the ot, the feminine plural ending. From edut, coupled by the pronominal suffix at the end of it in the echa, your testimonies are my delight. Sha'ashuai, beautiful noun here, meaning delight. And notice the I, again, is your pronominal suffix, put on this noun that first is first person singular. So your testimonies are my delight. I take delight in your testimonies. As a matter of fact, they are anshe atzati. Anshe is the plural from ish, anashim, and here it's tseriyod in the masculine plural. So they are men, literally, of my counsel. From Eitza, to counsel, becoming atzati, and notice the e is your pronominal suffix, first person singular. So they are like men of my counsel. They help me, even though I'm being critiqued by princes. I take delight in your testimonies. I love to be in your word, and your word becomes like counselors to me. They speak to me. They give me wisdom. They help me through life. And so it is, as we are in the Word of God, it should give us sheer delight through all of life's vicissitudes and all that we go through, and should be like those, should literally like men that counsel us and give us comfort in their counsel. That is what the Word of God does, the psalmist is teaching us here.